Well, Kent, the obvious question, how are you feeling, and what's your time frame for being back to full health?
Yeah, I'm feeling great. Everything's moving along really well so far, so I'm really, really feel good about it. And yeah, I'm going to meet with the doctors tomorrow to do the surgery. So yeah, hopefully get back on the ice pretty soon. I'm feeling good about it.
Up until the injury, how do you feel like that your season went?
Yeah, it was pretty up and down year, and I think, you know, really, really important year, and a lot to learn for me. And yeah, I feel really good about it going into next year. But obviously, yeah, there's times that weren't great and whatnot, but I played some really good hockey at times too. And yeah, I feel confident going into next year.
And Kent, the season overall, if you guys were in this position last year, does this season feel any different at all, even though the standings are pretty similar? But is there a different feeling that you're noticing amongst the team?
Yeah, I mean, I think every year is going to be a little different, brings different challenges or whatnot. But yeah, it feels different for sure.
I haven't talked to you since the injury happened. What happened on that play? Did you just get your arm kind of locked up, or try and tie you up?
Yeah, I don't really know what happens quickly. I don't know exactly, but yeah, I mean, I think you know, there was a hit a day before even that. Yeah, I wasn't really feeling 100% the shoulder, and yeah, it's obviously, you know, frustrating when you have injuries. You're always like, what could I have done better to, you know, prevent it or whatnot? So yeah, it was frustrating, but definitely something to learn from. And yeah, it happens. I mean, I feel like it's been good for me. It happens for a reason. And, you know, I feel like, you know, everything's just going to go the way it should. And, yeah, I feel fine about it.
When it happens in that scenario where it's the end of the game, you guys have already, the game's decided.
Yeah.
And that's just, is that the one that kind of rolls around in your head a little bit? Like, I can't believe the timing of this?
Yeah, no, exactly. Even, like, because I don't take many face-offs. I was, like, so excited, like, getting in there so, like, low and, like, kind of stupid and whatever with 11 seconds left. It's frustrating, but I mean, it's competitor in you, so I can't really be too mad about it. But yeah, you know, it happens. You move on from it and learn from it.
Have you ever had a long-term injury before to really deal with this?
No, I've never really missed a game like my whole career before. So yeah, it was something different, but you know, I think something good for me. A lot of time you know, away from hockey, and just kind of, you know, you know, it's a good learning opportunity, I feel like, just as a person. And obviously, there's a lot you can still do to train for your hockey. Like, I've been doing lower body lifts, you know, since the injury. So I think, you know, maybe it'll be a good thing for me. So hopefully it can be a blessing in disguise.
Ken, speaking of training, what is your off-season plan? I know there's been a lot of talk about you bulking up and that type of thing. What is your off-season plan for that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, like I said, I've already been going at it pretty hard on the legs. And yeah, I'm going to keep, you know, trying to add strength, and I really want to get faster this summer as well. I think, you know, I can do a better job at that, and yeah, I think it'll go well.
And the big obvious story in the offseason for his team is going to be finding a new general manager. Just what are your thoughts on that situation? Is that something that maybe they'll ask for input from the players, and what will you say about that impending search?
Yeah, I mean, I have no clue. Like, if I have to ask input or whatnot, yeah, something I guess I don't really think about much. It's obviously, you know, pretty out of my control. And, yeah, it's a, you know, new situation for me, obviously, first time in pro hockey, something like that. But, I mean, that's pro hockey, so.
Does this make you the coach for the ball hockey team now? Or
yeah, I don't know.
You can't play, can you?
Yeah, well, probably not. Yeah, we'll see how the recovery's going, but it's funny.
Will you go back home this summer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long will you spend in Vancouver versus back here?
Not sure yet, but yeah, I mean, I'll spend a lot of time in Vancouver. I think there's really good training there, and yeah, I really like Vancouver, so I definitely spend a lot of time there. But yeah, not sure yet when I'm coming back.
Kent, way back here. Hi. Kind of bouncing off Mark's question, a lot of changes are going to be coming this summer. Is that something that's kind of an exciting feel of things kind of moving forward, or is there a little bit of anxiety, nerves with that, maybe a little bit of everything?
Yeah, I think there, yeah, could be a little bit of everything, but definitely I think, you know, especially once people get hired, you know, there's going to be a lot of excitement. And yeah, I know, I think, you know, the guys in the room, you know, we really believe in that we can be something special, and you know, hopefully it's sooner rather than later, but I know we got to do it right. And yeah, I think, you know, we really believe in the future here.
So definitely a positive feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for sure.
Thank you. This is your first time, you mentioned, dealing with this major injury. What did you learn from that experience?
I don't think I really ever took hockey too for granted, but just, I mean, it's humbling, really. Like, it's like you can't play. Like, I'm literally what I get paid to do. Like, I couldn't do it. So it's definitely, you know, super humbling. And, you know, you just kind of makes you just want to even, for me, like, do even better at it and really, really, you know, do what I'm paid to do. And, you know, also, you know, make my family and make everyone proud. You know, like, I know they probably, you know, miss watching me, and it's a pretty cool feeling. So I definitely just, you know, how lucky I am to get to do what I do, and just even more excited to get back.
So seeing Gavin Brindley's debut last night, you know, all the obvious Michigan connection, can you just say how excited you are to the possibility of playing with Fantilli, with Brindley, with Blankenberg, and so on, and, you know, excitement for the team as a whole as well?
Yeah, it's definitely really exciting. You know, all the young guys all the guys, even they weren't at Michigan, but it's pretty funny, like, cool connection, like, so many of us now, and yeah, guys joke with us in the room about it, but it's awesome. And yeah, it was cool. Like, I met Gavin a little bit. He seems like a great player and a great kid. So yeah, I'm excited to keep working with him.
We head into the off season, as was mentioned earlier, you know, still without a GM. I think there's some uncertainty around Pascal Vincent as well, just because of that. A lot of GMs want their own guy. There's a lot of uncertainty, I guess, in general, but I'm wondering, from your perspective as a player, how beneficial would it be for this team to just start getting some consistency around here, you know, year to year, so that you know what to cook, so it's not always everything changing all the time?
I think there's a lot of uncertainty in everything in life, so, you know, not something I'm going to, you know, dwell on or be like, oh, I need all this certainty, or the team needs to have success. I think we, you know, we can't really focus on that. We just got to, you know, focus on just rolling with the punches and doing what we can. So I'm don't really need to comment on that for me. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.